Missouri's governor has signed a law that will make it harder to prove discrimination if you're fired, vetoed a compromise that would have helped 100,000 seniors and disabled people pay their rent, and cut $250 million in state spending. Not bad for a Friday afternoon. Today on Statehouse Blend Missouri. From KCUR Studios, this is Statehouse Blend Missouri. I'm Brian Ellison with an extra shot of the podcast, if you will. We didn't want to wait for our next full episode to catch you up to speed on the goings-on in Jefferson City. Republican Governor Eric Greitens making a lot of news at the point in the week where news is often the slowest, late Friday afternoon. I talked with KCUR's Kyle Palmer about what all got decided last week.
And it was quite a Friday afternoon.
It was indeed. And in fairness, it was also June 30th. It was the last day of the fiscal year. It was the day that the governor really had to act to get the new budget in place for 2018. Having said that, 4:45 on Friday is when this all happened. And it was a pretty significant day.
So I've mentioned the budget. The governor signed all the appropriations bills approved by the General Assembly, $27 billion with a B dollars of spending. But he also immediately began cutting it. What's that about?
Well, okay, so the governor in Missouri has to make withholdings whenever revenues are going to be lower than had previously been expected. And so the governor needed to cut $251 million from next year's budget, even as that year was just getting underway. The place he went first was higher education. Remember, he had proposed cutting 9.5% of the state's core university funding. The legislature had only approved 6.5% in cuts. Essentially, the governor got it back up to 9% by making these withholdings there in the first week of July. But that's not the only thing he cut. He cut $60 million from social services supplemental budget. They say they won't need as much. He cut $47 million from state building maintenance, $15 million from school buses. He's also going to lower the reimbursement for Medicaid providers. All of that money could come back, at least some of it could come back, if revenues are higher than expected.
So after this happened over the weekend, social media kind of exploded a bit, at least in the circles that pay attention to this type of news. The governor's veto of the bill that tried to save the, quote, circuit breaker tax credit is what a lot of people on social media were talking about. Explain that.
Yeah, that's right. There was a compromise that someone in the Senate worked out, Republicans and Democrats together, to save this funding that benefits about 100,000 seniors and disabled by giving them a tax credit for rent. There's about 8,000 folks who also receive some direct funding for in-home care and nursing home care. Republicans and Democrats worked together to save that by authorizing the governor to sweep funds out of other state funds that were going unspent. But he vetoed that. He said that it was a gimmick, a one-time solution for a bigger problem, said it was unconstitutional, and there was a lot of outrage over that decision.
Changing gears, the governor also signed a bill that makes it much harder for fired employees to prove employer discrimination in that firing. He was under a lot of pressure to consider vetoing this. How come?
Well, you know, he had said during the campaign that he was wanted Missouri to be a state that provided equality and justice for everyone, including in employment, but that this particular bill, which changes the requirement for proving discrimination from it being a contributing factor to being the, quote, motivating factor, some say that that will make it almost impossible to prove discrimination.
And a much higher standard to prove.
It's a much higher standard, and some say almost an impossible one. And so he issued that veto, and he came under a lot of criticism for doing so.
And speaking of employment, labor issues, Kansas City was paying close attention to the bill that prohibits cities from increasing their minimum wage above state levels at currently a $7.70 an hour. So that will now become law, too, although without the governor's signature. So what message does that send?
Yeah, the governor said in his statement that he didn't like the way that bill got approved. It's a little unclear what that means exactly. The bill takes effect in exactly the same way as if he signed it. Might have something to do with his St. Louis support base, because, of course, this bill has the effect of repealing the existing minimum wage in St. Louis. A lot of people are going to make less money starting in August.
And finally, Brian, it seems to me there's still a special session going on, right? I almost forgot that.
Yeah, now that you mention it, there is. The governor has called his second special session about abortion. The Senate has approved a bill. Then the House approved a much tighter, tougher one that applied more restrictions to how abortion clinics have to function in Missouri. But here's the thing. It goes back to the Senate now, and the Senate hasn't reconvened as a full Senate in several weeks, and they may not convene for a couple weeks more. Someone's having surgery, someone's got a wedding, someone's carrying out military service. It's a matter of getting enough votes that they can pass this tougher House version of the bill, it seems. Word on the street is it might be the week of July 18th, but no one will say officially when they think the senators will be back in town. KCUR's Kyle Palmer and I spoke on Monday. The governor has until July 14th to decide what else he wants to sign. Then the General Assembly comes back in September to consider whether they'll override any of his vetoes. The Circuit Breaker Compromise, the UMKC Downtown Arts Campus funding. We'll see what else gets in the mix by then. Of course, we'll bring you the latest on the special session whenever the Senate gets back together. That's a good reason to subscribe if you haven't done so already. You can do that at NPR One or iTunes or Google Play or wherever you get your podcasts. Statehouse Blend Missouri is produced by Matt Hodapp. I'm Brian Ellison. Thanks for listening.